Could I have a couple of guys to hand out some music, please? Steve, Rick, Matt. I think we'll get started so that we can end at a decent time. We have a good program and trust it'll be a blessing to you as we go through the Christmas story. Some of these things we have done now for almost 20 years, and they're tradition here. And if you're a less than 20-year veteran, then they may be new to you, but we just do some things. One of them that we have done either in the Sunday morning service or this particular service is sing a song that's not in a hymnal, so we hand it out every night. It's Ring the Bells, and it's just calling the whole world to know that Jesus Christ is born. So as soon as the guys get done handing that out, make sure you get one, and then we'll stand and sing that, and then we'll begin our program. All right, if you'd stand, please. We'll start by singing Ring the Bells. Margaret?
Ring the bells, ring the bells. Let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Born to find that man might live, came to earth, new life to give, born of Mary, born so long, many years ago. God the Father gave His Son, gave His only loved one, to this wicked, sinful earth, to bring mankind His love to. Ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ the Savior lives today, as He did so long ago.
Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank You that we can take this time to this whole season to let the whole world know that we do have a Savior, that You gave Your Son. You sent Your Son, a child was born, and we celebrate His coming to earth at Christmas. We pray, Lord, that our testimony might be clear, that people might know exactly what it is we are celebrating. Thank You for this night and for the opportunity to share with one another things of Christmas. Pray that would be a blessing as it reminds us of very familiar truths, but truths that we should never forget. So we commit this evening to You. We thank You for the ones who will participate. Thank You for the ones who are here. And we just ask that You would bless. In Jesus' name, amen. Remain standing. Take your hymnal, please, and turn to 145. 145. Sing all three verses of O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come, ye all, come, ye to Bethlehem.
Seated. Sue and Kim are going to come and sort of open our family part of the program by setting off this night as a very special night as they play a rendition of O Holy Night.
Thank you.
you. Sometimes Christmas gets a little confused in the minds of kids, and it's a little easier to remember that Jesus was born. They think in terms of birthdays. And Raquel and Caleb are going to sing now something for our children to remind them of what we're doing here. We're celebrating the birthday of Jesus. They're going to sing Happy Birthday, Jesus. One of the first prophecies in Scripture that speaks specifically of the birth of Christ is found in Isaiah chapter 9. Phil Kelly's going to come and read the first seven verses of Isaiah 9 for us.
Isaiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nations, and increased the joy. They rejoice before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and with righteousness, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
We don't know exactly how the people that Isaiah prophesied that to reacted, but we can imagine that some of the faithful people over the years would just be waiting for that to happen. And maybe they even sang, O Come, Emmanuel, and Anna and Sarah have an arrangement of that for us at this time. Prophecies are not just about a child coming, but they get much more specific. They tell us where the child will be born. Ken Bennett's going to read a passage out of Micah chapter 5 that tells us about that.
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth one to me, the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth, that the remnant of this brethren shall come forth from the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall be his bride. And now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and this one shall be peace.
Bethlehem also happens to be David's city, David's royal city. That's why Mary and Joseph were there to pay their taxes. And the Ron Furman and the Henning children, going to Herring children, are going to sing Once in Royal David City. Scripture tells us that, among other things that happened that night around the city of David, was the angelic announcement, and Whitney Altemeyer is going to come now and play It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Good to sing about the angels, and I ask you to take your hymnals and turn to number 132. We'll stand and sing all four verses of Angels We Have Heard on High, 132.
Singing o'er the plain and the mountain.
Seated. While we're thinking of the angels and their song, we'll have Whitney come back and Sarah with her to play a duet on Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Going to come and read out of Luke chapter 2 the story of the birth of Christ and the announcement both to the shepherds and to the angels. Dale?
Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him, and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. And it came about that when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds began saying one to another, Let us go straight to Bethlehem, then, and see this thing that has happened which the Lord has made known to us. And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child.
We read those words. We don't read much of what Mary and Joseph might have been talking about that evening. JP and Tamara are going to give us at least the possibility of some of their conversation.
Mary, Mary. I remember that day when she was only 8 years old, carrying clothes down to the river. And those ruffian boys who thought to frighten her. They didn't notice me watching, and they never came near her again. I've always loved her. My mother never could understand why I chose no one. I chose no one until she was old enough. Then, when all was agreed, my happiness was made so big, I couldn't believe my good fortune. Then the strangeness. The earth that was so blooming turned black. I prayed as I'd never prayed before, and then I fell asleep. Then the angel came and told me, and in an instant I knew, and it was gone, all gone, except for a feeling of a deep comfort. I certainly don't know everything, but when I look at her, I know that there's nothing that she's ever done in her life to deserve blame. It's a strange thing. Just drawing closer to her makes me feel closer to God. Surely there has never been such a woman. Mary, I have something to tell you. I just heard it from the men at the gate. There's an order from Rome that we all must be counted and our names written down. We're ordered to go to the town of our family line.
And yours is Bethlehem.
Yes, yes, those Romans, the rules and their laws, treating us like so many game pieces. Bethlehem is almost 70 miles from here. I told them, can't a man go and account for his family? And they say, no. You will have to accompany me.
My time is soon. We can go after the child's born.
No, no, they decree a certain day. That man feels so helpless. For 60 years we've been under their heel. Mary, do you remember what Zacharias said when he had the vision, when the Spirit fell on him? Elizabeth told you what he said, that her child would be like a herald. He'd announce the coming of a king who will set us free. He'll deliver us. Could that be your child?
My husband, God is working here. You and I have had our visions too. Three messengers from God, and still the future is unknown. I thank you from my heart for your sweet love and your protection. But I can't tell you of this feeling of love and protection. It's so great. It's like this whole world is this great flower, a rose, and I am wrapped in the center, and nothing can ever harm me. I'm not afraid of the journey. I don't know what will happen, but there were words in Zechariah's message that I hear in my heart. He will guide our feet into the way of peace.
And the baby was born, and we have a very simple song to sing about that, because it says he was placed in a manger, and we sing Away in the Manger. Karen Brophy's going to come and sign that for us, a talent, a skill she has particularly developed, but she needs us to sing while she signs, so she'll come, and if you would turn, please, to 157, you can remain seated. And we'll sing the first two verses of Away in the Manger, and Karen will come and sign for us. Thank you. Just the first two verses. We have a ladies' trio that's going to come and sing about that baby. What child is this? Song asks the question, what child is this? And Bonnie and the young people's choir are going to answer that sort of with a song, Behold the Babe. So if the children had come forward, please. But Bethlehem is Jesus Christ the Lord. It is interesting that when he's first introduced to people as an adult, he's introduced as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And one of our blessings in a program like this is from year to year, David Kane writes on the subject about the coming of the Lord. And tonight he's going to read something he's written on the Lamb. David?
You know, the problem with mankind throughout history has been that we have a nature that's in rebellion against God, and there's really nothing we can do about it. And what we need is to be changed. And we are, by nature, we are separated from God. And it's not just the things that we've done. It's who and what we are that needs to be changed. And we've been helpless to do anything about that. And God demands a sacrifice for that sinful nature that we have. And the words of Abraham have echoed through history that God will provide for himself a lamb for the sacrifice. And the lamb that we cannot provide, God has done for himself. And through the cross, God has made the way for us to come to him. Not through what we have done, but through what he's done. Through the provision of the Lamb of God. And he sent his lamb to the earth, and he announced to shepherds that the lamb had arrived. And as the lamb grew up, the lamb became the sacrificial lamb. But the lamb is also the Prince of Peace. The lamb is the light of the world. The lamb, Revelation tells us, will sit on the throne. And we who have put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will forever rejoice with the Lamb of God. And what we want to do tonight is kind of a little question and answer poem about the Lamb of God.
What means this? The innocent little lamb lying in a dirty manger in Bethlehem? And why do shepherds leave their flocks behind? Was this little lamb so much on their minds? Had the little lamb strayed so far from the fold that shepherds left their flocks out in the cold? And leaving unguarded the 99, this one little lamb they set out to find?
No, 'twas not he that strayed. He was of old. The shepherds had strayed from their eternal fold. The shepherds were the ones by this lamb sought, and with his precious blood their ransoms bought.
Why have the wise men come from afar, leaving their royal homes to follow a star? Has King been granted a generous heart with wisdom and gifts for the Lamb to impart?
No. The Lamb left the riches of his throne and became poor for those he called his own. And to those afar off, he brought them nigh. He gave them life so they will never die. He gave God's riches to those who are poor. He gave heaven's wisdom from his infinite store. The wise men may have brought gifts to him, but he gave the kingdom of God to them.
What means this? The lamb of his glory shorn, his body all bruised, his flesh all torn, bleeding from the side, bleeding from the head, his back all beaten and with blood stained red. He uttered not a sound, he made no cry, as they nailed him to a tree and watched him die. I had thought him to be God's only son, but God forsook his holy one?
I am the guilty one. Yes, it was I who put him on that cross lifted high. My sin on the Lamb of God was lain, and for my iniquity he was slain. Yes, it was all part of God's eternal plan. The Creator dying for the sins of man. My guilt and shame he willingly bore, that I might be with him forevermore. He is the way, he is truth, he is life. He is the priest, the altar, the sacrifice, that I, his living temple, be with the perfect sacrifice living in me.
And what scene is this that I now see? Wolf and sheep in perfect harmony, the lion with the lamb serene and still, no killing or hurting in God's holy hill.
Lion and lamb in Christ perfectly met, no tensions of nature, no causes to fret. The leopard will no longer seek its prey, a child with an adder will safely play. All wars will be stopped, all evil cease, for the Lamb is also the Prince of Peace. No sun by day, for the Lamb is the light. No moon is required, for there is no night.
And what means this? The banquet table spread by the Lamb of Glory raised from the dead. Multitudes, multitudes in robes of white, rejoicing forever in glory bright.
This is a feast, for the Lamb will now wed. The church is his bride, he the living head. He sends this message from the banquet hall. The feast is ready, there is room for all.
What means this? The Lamb upon his throne? People from all nations called to be his own? About the altar, they with rejoicing meet, casting their crowns at the holy Lamb's feet.
This is the Lamb from eternity slain. This is the Lamb in the manger lane. This is the Lamb who on the cross died. This is the Lamb for sinners crucified. This is the Lamb risen from the dead. This is the Lamb, the bride's living head. The one who is and was and ever shall be, the Alpha and the Omega is he.
Revelation 5:12. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Revelation 5:13. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
Revelation 5:9-10. You are worthy. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
We've gone through the story in some fashion. Trust it might remind you of some things when you meet as your family or wherever you'll be on Christmas. The prophesied child, the child that was born and announced by the angels and worshiped by the shepherds and born of Mary and the scene in the manger. And even as we said this morning, with such a one as this, we can say, by God's grace, all is well. And Chris and Raquel are going to come and sing for us now about that.
Hallelujah.
Could I have my helpers please hand this out? One of our traditions is that after we go through the Christmas story and songs, more familiar hymns and readings and scripture, we close by singing just a summary of it. Janet Humphrey wrote these words. I think we've been singing this thing for 20 some years now. We're going to break tradition just a little bit tonight as we close by singing the 12 Days of Christmas. Joe Looney normally plays his guitar for us, but his shoulder is not up to it. Well, his shoulder's okay. It's a sling that kind of gets him in. So we're going to have Margaret play, and if you would just consider the piano as an 88-string guitar, then we haven't strayed too far from our tradition. But these are good words. They bring glory to God, and it's just a good way to close our service. And so if when you get one, we'll be ready to sing. All right, if you'd stand, please, and we'll sing. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing to the shepherds on the hillside. Margaret?
On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, City of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, goodwill to men, City of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, peace on earth, goodwill to men, tidy of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, Lord of Lords, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside. On the very first Christmas, the angels came to sing, King of kings, Lord of lords, glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men, city of David, tidings of joy, God's only Son. Manger bed, Christ is born, fear ye not, to the shepherds on the hillside.
Let's pray. Our Father, we do again thank you. We thank you for the tender mercies of God with which the sunrise from on high hath visited us. Thank you that we can sing and read and hear of a Savior who came. I pray, Father, that as we continue our time in the fellowship hall, that it might be good, it might be about the coming of our Lord, that we might continue our spirit of rejoicing. And for this week, I pray, as each family here will be doing something special on Thursday or Friday, maybe more, that we would grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, whose birth we celebrate. So just bless us this evening. Bless us even now as we fellowship together. Thank you for this time and for those who helped us, participated with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Love us.